You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out our favorites, 805favorites.com.
9021-FA, that's what I think of every single time. Actually, almost every single time you say 805 favorites, I think of 9021-FA in Westlake.
Because their FA soup, the salads,
man, it's
yum.
So good. If you're not feeling good, what a great place to go. Go pick up that soup because they got curbside pickup right there. You can get that soup. Say you got a sore throat, you're nasally or whatever, that stuff will knock it out of you, boy, I'll tell you.
Or if you're feeling good and you just kind of want to feel fit, those salads.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is clean
the
in there.
The rolls and everything.
She makes awesome food.
Yeah, Kimmy Tang is a world-renowned chef. They've now got about 5 restaurants, I think, is open. Their original one is down in Beverly Hills for the stars, but we can be our own stars. We'll go over the one in Westlake right there, and their address is... I forgot it and I lost it. So keep talking, Sandy. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do while you're looking for the address? I'm going to introduce our next guest.
I actually forgot it.
Making your way in the world today takes everything.
Oh, this is a pathetic little song.
I love this song, and it fits Jason perfectly.
let me finish my thing here, because it's 30990 Russell Ranch Road, or call them for curbside pickup, 818-597-1902. And now let's go back to Jason. That was a very sweet little song.
it'll be fitting, Tom. It'll all come into
play. It's all going to come together.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm waiting.
Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Live. The marketing power and energy that Tom and Sandy bring to the worlds of entertainment, food, and music in the 805 is unmatched. If you want your event to get the exposure and excitement it needs this summer, and you want to extend your brand's reach and recognition throughout the 805, then you need Tom and Sandy Live. Call us at 805-570-5636 for marketing opportunities, rates, and consultation.
I feel so huge when he says that. Worlds of entertainment, not just Ventura County now.
We're there. They're speaking of us in Russia as right now.
Trying to take over the world.
Yes. Exactly.
But, you know, with that song.
One county at a time.
One county. Hey, you got to start somewhere. Get your footprint out there. Most of the time, guys, I come in, I give you your notes. I'm trying to get people to try new things, exciting. I'm out through the county at restaurants and food and grabbing something new, right?
I'm lost today.
Try something new.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, I honestly thought, I don't want to go anywhere.
You want to stay here.
I want to stay here. And yesterday, I was talking to my wife. I said, I don't have my topic yet. Should I go do something new? Should I get exciting? And I said, no, I actually want to go around the corner. I want to sit someplace where people know who I am. I want a good meal and I want to be, you know, just feel like I'm at home. I want to walk into a place and say, hey, Jason.
Would you go to the jailhouse?
Yeah. That is not around the corner, thankfully. But that's today's kind of focus and topic. I went to Paradise Pantry, had great mac and cheese. I went down to Sunflowers on the Square and had a cookie and milk while I was working kind of as a wrap up. But there's a value to going to a place that's either in walking distance or in your community where you frequent. So most of the time I'm saying, get out there, try some new restaurant.
Right, right.
But there's a great value to eating with friends and going to a place that you've been frequently. Maybe you order the same dish every time you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that communal aspect and that familiarity really resonates with people.
I think that's the great thing of living in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it's small enough that you do develop some of those really cool places that people know your name.
Sure, and the beauty of being on this show and with Everybody's Hungry making these connections, I have a lot of places, thankfully, that people know me. I go in there and there's a great product. I want to go back. I like to endorse those places. I like to eat their food. And I actually wrote an article last December, that talked about this. And it's the whole nourishment. You know, food brings nourishment on the physical level, but it also brings nourishment on the mental and the emotional level. And when you go into a restaurant, again, there may be a comfort dish that mm-hmm. you feel you really want to enjoy, or there may be people there that just make you feel at home, make you sit down, and you know that no matter what you talk about or what look is on your face, they're going to take care of you and they're not going to judge you. They're going to put the plate in front of you. It's always going to be the best product and the best quality available.
Sometimes when I'm having a bad day, mm-hmm. I do that because I want that nourishment, to make me feel a little better. So I'll go to my favorite place and have something to eat.
Yeah, me too. Jack
a
in the box.
Glass of wine.
Jack
in the
Doggone, I love those tacos. No, Two for 99 cents. I do like them.
You're so full right now because I know that the place that you go is Zach's. Because when you want to feel at home and you want a great meal and just good comfort, it's that Borshank.
Yeah, the Borshank is a wonderful, wonderful dish, no doubt. And Anacapa. Every time I walk into Anacapa, immediately I feel like I'm at home because they always greet me and pour me a beer and
Most definitely.
Yeah, really cool.
And a lot of places we're mentioning are 805 favorites, and it's not just for the endorsement of being an 805 favorite. They made it onto the 805 favorites list because of these aspects, because of the warm feeling, because of the consistency, the great quality, and that service. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we talk about all these restaurants, you got to try them, and that's for a reason.
You know, one of the places I love going, and I'm so bummed because now that I'm gluten intolerant, I can't go very much, is Islands.
Because
you walk in there, and Alma, she's sitting at the, you know, at the front there, mm-hmm. and right away she knows what to pour you.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, hey, Tom, hey, Sandy.
Yeah, you know, what are you guys doing? How you guys been and stuff? Sure. So, you know, yeah, you're right, exactly.
Another beautiful aspect of some of these places is that the food and the beverage creates a common language. It breaks down barriers between strangers. You know, especially a lot of the wineries that Sean is talking about and the breweries that Curtis talks about, sometimes there's communal tables. You don't get to just pick your own little seat and
sit up. And you're sitting with somebody you don't know.
Exactly.
And the next thing you know, I know him, or I went to that school, or my kids went to that school, and it really is a neat experience.
I think that's why bars, sitting at the bar, is so popular, because you do get to meet, and it's okay to talk to your neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
the one thing about this country. It's kind of weird. You walk by somebody, and it's always bothered me because I always say hi to people as they're walking by if I don't know them, you know? And they kind of look at you
funny.
They
do look
at you
funny.
It's like they don't want to see you. They don't want to look at you. And it's weird to me, you know, that it's that way. I mean, why can't we
all get along?
Yeah, just walk by somebody and say hi, good morning.
Sure,
you
there are some restaurants that really embrace that concept and culture, too, of a communal table and getting strangers together. Because, again, it does create that platform and a base to work from. Everybody eats. Everybody on some level appreciates food. And it gives you a place to start the conversation. So I encourage everyone to get out there and find that favorite spot. You know, maybe walking distance, maybe it's an hour drive, who knows, but find that favorite spot, mm-hmm. sit down, enjoy your meal, get to know the people. Because also those people, some of the chefs and that we bring on, that's their way of expressing themselves to you also, you know, through their food. You can find out kind of their style. You can find out what makes them tick and what they're passionate about based on what they're putting on the plate. So you want to get out and get to know those people, and in turn, they'll learn to know you.
Very cool.
What's your favorite comfort food, Jason?
Depends on my mood, but lately I've really been craving the mac and cheese, which is why I went in yesterday at Paradise Pantry. They had French onion mac and cheese, like French onion soup inspired.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Caramelized onions, little breadcrumb top. It was really tight, really tasting incredible.
Yum. Besides the tacos, what's your comfort food?
Well, I do like those tacos. Boy, I do like junk food, but I never eat it. That's the thing. It ticks me off. As you get older, you eat it and you gain weight, so sure. I can't eat it anymore, you know. But I think comfort food is a steak. I love steak, you know, and a good barbecued steak. I could eat that every day. I don't,
but
chicken,
I could. Roast chicken.
Roast chicken?
I don't know why.
Well, me growing up, you know, around chicken I've had my fill, but I still love chicken, too.
We got a couple of quick plugs. Paradise Pantry's moving in June.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, moving down to 222 East Main. So they're going down to the old West Side Cellar where Kelly actually and Tina started.
Right.
So they're going to be moving back into old space. It's going to really increase their space. Tasting room is going to get bigger. They have a larger market. So that's great to work on. And Sunflowers on the Square, again, the other place I went yesterday, she's working on some gluten-free items. She has a macaroon in there that's gluten-free. It's really nice.
Okay.
Perfecting the recipe. I'll leave you guys with this little moniker before we break for our giveaways. A meal is always better with friends. Sometimes friends are better over a good meal. And food and the dining experience is nourishing more than just your body.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Oh, dear God. Where do you come up with what in actually, the world?
I actually came up with that one on my own.
That's nice.
You wrote that?
I did.
You know, he's a very sensitive guy.
He really is sensitive.
Is.
I shouldn't even look at him because I think I'm going to terrorize him.
Takes everything you got. Where everybody knows
no,
your
no,
name.
No, 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 no. Stop. Stop. What's your giveaway? What's your giveaway?
We actually got two giveaways, and that's a good segue.
Yeah.
So we have two pair of wine tasting at Paradise Pantry, and Nancy over at Sunflowers wants to give away a half dozen of her new savory muffins. She's got a ham mushroom cheddar muffin.
Ooh.
Oh,
so a half
yum.
Dozen muffins with locally made Earl's Gone Wild jam.
Earl's Gone Wild?
That's
yeah, he does
barbecue
the barbecue guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has
very
a habanero
cool.
jam and a jalapeno jam now. So, again, two pairs of wine tastings at Paradise Pantry and a half dozen savory muffins with Earl's Gone Wild jam from Sunflowers in the Square.
All right, Jason, you pick the number. Caller number.
That's my job.
No, I like when Tom does it.
Okay.
See,
go ahead,
now that's what I'm talking about.
He's
here.
Just sensitive. He knows that you were hurt.
Okay, then you go ahead and do it.
I think Tom would normally pick callers 8 and 12.
I was thinking that. See, he was reading my mind. Callers 8 and 12, call right now 650-1590 for the muffins or the Paradise Pantry and the tastings over there.
That's correct.
Outstanding.
You know, we have two pairs. Maybe we should do another number, Tom. Pick a third number because we have two pairs of tastings.
Oh,
we do?
Okay, so we have three giveaways.
Eight, 12, and 16.
Bang. 8, 12,
boom.
And 16.
You better go help Curtis back there.
Wait
a
minute.
Get out
before,
of control.
Before you go, talk about a little bit about Everybody's Hungry.
Sure. Everybody's Hungry is a food-focused educational and fundraising group here in the county. We provide behind-the-scenes looks at production of food. We do ag tours, production tours. We also look at cheese and wine tastings and food pairings.
That was fun.
Again, promoting a passion for food, educating about that food, but most importantly as well, raising awareness for the hungry in the community. We work with Food Share, Ventura County, and Food Forward as well, the gleaning program, trying to fight hunger here in the county. Oh, which reminds me, real quick, guys, today, Stamp Out Hunger.
Yes.
National Association of Letter Carriers. Put a bag out by your postal box full of cans. Donate. Stamp Out Hunger is going on today.
Outstanding.
Awesome.
I'm glad you brought that
know.
Up because that's very, very important. Support Food Share. Support people that need our help. Jason, you do a great job. You really
I love
do.
Being
He's
here.
A wonderful
fun.
Guy in the community. Thanks. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Jason. Okay, we're going to go on a break, pay bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.